Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's your time on Her Radio. Ask your questions or comment at askher@radiomd.com. Time to ask her.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. It's Ask Her Time. Question number one from our wonderful Her listeners. What are some lifestyle tweaks I can make for a flatter belly? All right, Her listeners, listen up. Abs are made in the kitchen. You can crunch until the cows come home, but they're made in the kitchen. That means that if you think all you have to do is have some fancy workout or whatever else to be able to reduce your waistline, Abs are made in the kitchen. You cannot out-exercise a bad diet. So that means you got to start addressing what you're doing right now. And so for a flatter belly, one of the first things I always tell women is to make certain, right, to be able to include tons of whole foods, watery vegetables, delicious. Try to keep your grains earlier in the day, oatmeal for breakfast, throw in some brown rice or quinoa or whatever. Lunchtime, try to treat lunch a little bit more like the main meal, and then lighten it up at dinner time with lean protein and vegetables. Grains tend to bloat women, so that's one of those little bloaty things. So try to keep that in mind, kind of reorder things throughout the day. And oh boy, will you notice a difference in the morning. Here's another thing. Don't be eating all night, for crying out loud. Try to end your eating by about 7 p.m. when you can, and then hit the sack around 10 o'clock or so, a good 2 to 3 hours after you've finished eating. And when you wake up in the morning, oh my gosh, have you got a flatter belly. That's because you didn't eat until 1 in the morning, and you're not all bloated out with that. Speaking of which, another thing that'll get you in trouble is alcohol. That'll give you some bloat and also a bigger belly. So watch it carefully. Use alcohol with big time moderation. That is so terribly important. Women tend to overdo it with that. So be careful. I can't tell you enough. All right. So other things are to hydrate like there's absolutely no tomorrow. Yeah. Have yogurt. The probiotics in yogurt are so terribly important. We love it. That'll help give you good gut health and get rid of some of that bloat as well. So important. Okay. And all kinds of vegetables. Like I said before, the fiber alone is worth it. That'll keep you regular. Hello, goodbye, bloat. Right? And so fiber. And that's where the vegetables come in. Some fruit is perfectly fine. So just keep all that in mind and get refined sugars out of here. Did you hear me? I said out of here. All right? Because that'll bloat you like there's no tomorrow. And you'll also be eating everything else that's not tacked down because it'll jack up your insulin as well as your appetite. All right. There you go. Remember, abs are made in the kitchen, not from 900 crunches. Of course, you're going to do physical activity, but remember, it's diet that allows you to be able to rein in that girth control problem. Okay, here's another question. How dangerous is lap band surgery, and what's the recovery time like? Well, here's the way I want to answer that. Lap band surgery is one option for people who are thinking about bariatric surgery, but it's not the only one. Whenever you're sitting down and thinking about this, I want you to also compare lap band surgery with something called the gastric sleeve. So it's gastric band and gastric sleeve. You know, when you have the gastric band, you're going to have a band that's adjustable that the doctor can basically increase or decrease the size of, and that will therefore decrease the size of your stomach and hopefully your appetite and the amount of food that you actually end up ingesting. The gastric sleeve actually is something that is not reversible, and it actually is a decrease in the size of your stomach. And it's not gastric bypass at all, because it has nothing to do with your intestines. It's just the stomach size. And that will also decrease the amount of food that you take in. You know, if you look at both types of surgery, they're both fraught with side effects, which include everything from infection to blood clots. The gastric band is reversible because the band can be taken out. And there's something you got to keep in mind whenever you have surgeries like this to be able to reduce weight, and that is, have you really, 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 you know, sought out every single other option? Are you working on, at the same time, the psychological reason why you're eating as well, why you're over-consuming calories? And have you sat down and looked at all of the medical history? You know, what other medical problems do you have, and how much will this be impacted upon by either surgery? Can you still gain tons of weight afterwards? Absolutely. I see people who do this all the time. What I've also observed is I've seen a little bit better result from the gastric sleeve than the gastric band. It depends upon your age. It depends upon, you know, how much you're really putting into this in terms of effort. Are you consistent with physical activity and all your lifestyle changes that you're going to need to be able to really keep the momentum going? So before you think about procedures like this, really sit down with not one, but two different experts. You know, don't just settle on one opinion. Get two opinions on what's really the best for you, and really, really hone down on the psychology here, because it's terribly important. No, as someone once said, these are GI or gastrointestinal surgeries. They're not brain surgery. If you're not dealing with both mind and body at the same time, all you're going to do is alter your anatomy and then reverse it at some point and end up, you know, with the weight all over again. So just be very, very cautious about that. All right. The final question here is, do I really need extra vitamin D? All right. Listen up. Everyone out there, just get a vitamin D level. That's right. It's just like getting, you know, your normal blood levels whenever you come and see your physician, like your CBC, you know, your complete blood count and all the rest of it. Get your vitamin D level. I highly recommend that you keep the level somewhere between 50 and 70. Remember those two. 50 and 70 is kind of the range. There's been a lot of information out there about whether or not people are really low on their vitamin D. And you won't know until you get your vitamin D level checked. And then sit down with a registered dietitian or a nutrition expert once you get your vitamin D level so that you can plot out how to be able to increase it over the course of time. You'll want to get it repeated in about 3 to 4 months after you've also increased the amount you take in a dietary supplement. But you won't know what to take until you know what the level is. Remember what the end goal is, 50 to 70. Vitamin D is so important for immune function. It's also really great as a cancer prevention as well. So I highly recommend that you get your vitamin D level checked immediately and really honor and respect this wonderful fat-soluble vitamin. And remember, when you take your vitamin D, make sure to have a little bit of fat. So eat some nuts or something like that. There you have the three questions for today. We've talked about bariatric surgery, vitamin D, and we've talked about a flatter belly, for crying out loud. Yeah, this is the Ask Her segment. I'm Dr. Pam Peake. And what we want you to do is send in those questions to askher@radiomd.com, and we'll answer them for you. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and whatever you do, please, please, please stay well.